welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Kurz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we switch to the Book of Sirach, a book filled with humility, and today that is our central theme of our practice today. Humility lives, affairs conducted. Amen. The Book of Sirach, chapter 3, verses 17 through 24. My son, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find mercy in the sight of God. For great is the power of the Lord. By the humble he is glorified. What is too sublime for you, do not seek. Do not reach into things that are hidden from you. What is committed to you, pay heed to. What is hidden is not your concern. In matters that are beyond you, do not meddle when you have been shown more than you can understand. Indeed, many are the conceits of human beings. Evil imaginations lead them astray. Humility has a profound impact on the soul. It helps to cultivate a sense of self-awareness, openness, and groundedness. Here are some ways humility can affect the soul. Number one, it fosters growth and learning. Humility allows individuals to acknowledge their limitations, weaknesses, and mistakes, enabling them to learn from them and grow as individuals. It promotes a mindset of continuous improvement and the willingness to seek knowledge and guidance from others. Number two, it encourages empathy and compassion. Humility helps individuals to recognize the inherent worth and dignity of others. It promotes a sense of equality and fosters empathy and compassion towards others, leading to deeper connections and more meaningful relationships. Number three, it enhances gratitude and contentment. Humility allows individuals to appreciate and be grateful for the blessings and opportunities they have in life. Rather than constantly striving for more, humility encourages contentment and a sense of fulfillment with what one already possesses. Number four, builds resilience and resilience. Humility helps individuals to face challenges and setbacks with resilience and grace. It allows them to accept failures, learn from them, and bounce back stronger. Humility also promotes a sense of inner strength and calmness, enabling individuals to navigate difficult situations with humility and integrity. And finally, number five, promotes spiritual growth. Humility is often considered a virtue in various spiritual traditions. It opens the doors for individuals to connect with something greater than themselves, whether it be a higher power, nature, or the universe. Humility allows individuals to surrender their ego and embrace a sense of awe, wonder, and reverence. Overall, humility has the power to transform the soul, leading to personal growth, compassion, gratitude, resilience, and spiritual development. Amen? Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Kurz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 3. It's verses 17 through 24. We got a three stanza poem, ongoing with a one-lined ending. It's titled, Humility Lives, Affairs Conducted. Humility lives, affairs conducted. Gift giver, love received. God's sight and mercy reconstructed. Yourself humbled, long life conceived. Lord's power is great every time. Glorification received, being humble. Seek not what is sublime. Hidden from you, what makes you stumble. Heed, pay why you are committed. Concern not with what is hidden. Meddle not in matters half-witted. Understand not what is forbidden. Astray led imaginations, evil beings, human conceits, bedridden. Amen. Hi, I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is November 29th, 2023. I'm up with the angels this morning, recording at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-led. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. She's by my side right now as we conclude today at 7:11 in the name of Jesus, as we often do, calling out to our good friends John and Marie, and basically stating to our brother-in-law Johnny, we love you, and your honor we close in Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, where true humility comes from, in Jesus' name. Amen.